This is the Tuesday, November 16th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action as the slate is really busy in this mid-November. We'll get you in and out in less than 10 minutes.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, joined this morning with Tyler Foljam. How are you, my man?
Doing well this morning. Actually had a nice little score in NBA DFS last night. So thank you to Lonzo Ball for his big performance that helped us split and tie a DraftKings contest.
Oh, good for you. That's awesome. That's awesome. That is always huge. I know there's a lot of work that goes into all that, and, you know, you have to figure it all out, but good job on that front. Let's start the NBA. Light card, but obviously a big game with the Warriors and Nets. Really intriguing matchup. I do like the Warriors here. I just think their defense has been really special with Draymond, obviously, at the head of the snake, and I can get three. There's actually a couple 3.5s popping up. Brooklyn's been solid. They feel like they flipped a switch recently for sure. But I'm just going to grab the 3 points here with Golden State.
Yeah, I'm the same way. This line is almost kind of fishy. Like, why are the Nets favored by three? I know they're at home and they have KD and Harden, but they have not nearly been the type of team the Golden State Warriors have been this season. Ranked first, I believe, in offensive defensive rating, and second in offensive rating. I mean, they're just an absolute, absolute powerhouse so far this season. So it seems a little fishy. If I find that 3.5, I'll definitely grab that. I'm also going to make a play to the under here. The Nets have kind of been an under team this season while they're getting that offense going. We know, again, what the Golden State Warriors bring in terms of defense. Golden State will play with a little bit of pace, but Brooklyn's not nearly as fast a team as you might imagine with some of the star power that they have. Some of those older forwards, I guess, like Paul Millsap and LaMarcus Aldridge, maybe even KD himself and Harden himself, getting up there in age. They are a little bit slower with their pace than I would have imagined. So I'll take the Golden State side, maybe just play them on the money line instead of the 3 points for a better payout. But I do like attacking the total going under 222, given what the Warriors play defensively and the pace of the Nets all season long.
And obviously you said three games on the card. So the Clippers and Spurs, Clippers had won, what, 7 straight and just lost to the Bulls at home. Now San Antonio in town. I do lean to the Spurs a little bit, but this Clippers team has been really hard. I mean, it's been like a thorn in my side, so I can't really get a good read on them. So I'm going to be very cautiously getting involved with the Spurs here.
Yeah, the other game we have tonight has the Philadelphia 76ers visiting the Utah Jazz. Still no Joel Embiid, but Tobias Harris is back for the 76ers. Both these teams really struggling right now. Surprisingly, the Jazz have won just one time in their last 5 games, and they've taken back-to-back L's at home to the Miami Heat. No shame in that, but also had an 11-point loss at home to the Indiana Pacers, which was kind of shocking. Meanwhile, the Sixers, dealing with all of their issues, Embiid, Ben Simmons, all that, they've lost 4 games in a row. And again, there's been some good competition in there, the Bucks and the Bulls and the Knicks, but their most recent loss to the Indiana Pacers, or to the one of those recent losses, pardon me, to the Raptors and the Pacers. So it's a 10-point spread. I usually love playing the Jazz at home, Doug, you know that they're really good at home, but I'll give them one more shot. I might wait and play a first quarter or a first half spread against the Philadelphia 76ers. See what that is. Probably around 6, 5.5, 6. But I think this Jazz team, they're pretty healthy. They're not dealing with issues like the 76ers are. Maybe just in a little November lull here. I'll give them one shot. I'd like to get it under 10. That's just a big number against the Sixers team, I think, is good. So that's why I'm thinking about attacking that first half. Otherwise, I'll probably just try and find a proper stay away from that game because both these teams struggling right now, even though I want to bet the Jazz based on them being at home.
No, I hear you. There's definitely different ways to attack it. Let's go to Maction here. God, it's so great getting these football games midweek, like 30 straight days or whatever it is of football. We're in about the middle stretch of it. I think my favorite play is the battle of directional schools in Michigan. I like Eastern and Western over 66. The midweek maxi has been flying over the last 5 years. This Western team's gone over in four of the last five games. They just pushed the pace. Obviously, you want that when you have a 66 over under. And three of the last four of Easterns have gone over, too. Last week, the offense didn't quite get it there. It landed 60, and 61.5 was your total. But I expect now, and the only other one that Western went under was against that Toledo defense. So I'm just optimistic here that we're going to see an up and down. I mean, remember, Western just gave up a lot to Akron. So I think we see some points here. Over 66 is my play in action.
Yeah. And I mean, something I've been doing, honestly, and so far it's kind of paid off, is just playing over in every single MAC game. You go back to last week, I think four of the six games that we saw on Tuesday and Wednesday went over. So I see some lower totals here. I mean, the Bowling Green, Miami of Ohio, was only 51.5. Of course, that's because Bowling Green is not very good, as Miami is a 17-point favorite, but I'm probably just going to play over 58 in Toledo, Ohio. I'll tell you, over 66 in the directional Michigan matchup, and I'll go over 51.5 in the Miami of Ohio Bowling Green matchup as well, hoping that Miami of Ohio provides about, you know, 40, 42 points to that total there. So I'm just going to keep riding that trend. I think we're at, what, 70%, something like that, of midweek Maxion games over the past
pretty insane.
4 or 5 years have gone over. So why not keep riding the trend?
Yeah. I know there's a decent-sized college hoops card going on. I just don't have any plays. I haven't kicked the tires on my sources yet, so I apologize. I know people have enjoyed some of those plays I could pass along, but maybe we'll have some more. I know Dallin Cuff's going to join us 6 Eastern on ESPN2 tonight for Daily Wagers, so hopefully we'll have some good college hoops talk later then.
Yeah, same for me. I think leaving it to Dallin right now, who's a little more plugged into how these teams and programs are looking early in the season before we get a lot of data to really call through, is probably the smartest way to handle that for our bettors out there.
All right, bud. Good stuff as always. Thanks to our listeners, and we'll see you later on ESPN2.